Jason, firstly, congratulations on your decision to turn professional. I guess it's a really exciting moment in your life, no doubt.
Yeah, of course. Me and Cole have been talking about this moment for a while now, and obviously we've made the choice, and we think it's the right time to turn professional, and obviously we've got a few starts under our belt, and we'll see if we can play our way on tour. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with our decision.
Well, speaking of starts, as I'm speaking to you, you're preparing for the John Deere Classic, which is not only going to be your first start as a professional, but your first start on the PGA Tour. When I last spoke to you, Jason, it was at the Queensland Amateur Championship at Burley, Gold Coast Burley on the Gold Coast. You indicated at that time that you'd probably wait until after the selection of the Eisenhower team to make a final decision on the timing of turning professional. What changed your mind?
We came over and me and Colin, we were obviously talking about turning professional, and we came over and obviously we were talking and we played a few amateur tournaments. I played pretty well, and just this last week we said, oh, why don't we just turn professional? And we made the choice to turn professional because we were going to turn professional last year, and I just felt like I wasn't ready. But this year I feel like I've gained experience, and I feel like I can play and compete against some of the best players in the world, obviously, and hopefully I made that right choice, and I feel like I made that right choice, and I know I'm going to get some bad media and some good media. Obviously I've got to take that on the chin, and obviously I've just got to get the positives out of everything. So,
well, I can't really see, Jason, why you would be getting any bad media. I think you've got a tremendous amount of support already for the decision you've made. I know, you know, you yourself, you've been chomping at the bit to get out there and play the game for money. And I imagine, to a certain extent, you feel over the last couple of years you've been really going through the motions, treading water to some extent, waiting for this moment.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Obviously, just playing and practicing and working hard to get to this point in my life and become a professional, and plus to get a few starts on the PGA Tour, is what we practice for. If I can play my way onto the tour, I'll try and find a base over here, and if I get my card for 07, I'll hopefully find a base, and we'll move on from there. But if I don't, I'll probably obviously go to tour school and go do that regular thing that, if you miss the seven starts, you go to tour school. But no, we're just pretty happy. And me and Cole's on the bag this week. He's on the bag for the next five tournaments in a row, and we're going to enjoy that.
So essentially the decision was, I know you've been putting in place the things in place for eventually to turn professional, but essentially the decision was really only made in the last couple of weeks. Is that right?
Yes, last couple of weeks. It was actually last week that we've said that we were going to turn professional, and the media release went out yesterday, I think. So, yeah, that's it came on pretty quick, that's the thing.
Jason, no doubt management companies have been knocking on your door for some time now. I understand that SFX have got the nod in terms of, I suppose, getting your signature, at least initially. Are you able to tell me what swayed you in that direction finally?
I guess I've known Bud for a couple of years now, and I met him at the Australian Open and Australian Masters a couple of years ago, and he's been pretty close from that point on. So he built that relationship up, and I just felt like that he was the man for the job, and he's worked hard for it, and he has worked hard for it as soon as I signed up, and it's good to sign with SFX. They're a great company, obviously, worldwide, and they can get the starts, and it was awesome to sign with those guys, and Bud's a really close friend of mine now, and we're just hoping for bigger and better things from then on.
Well, before we look ahead to the future, let's look back on your amateur career, so full of amazing performances. Is there one in particular, looking back, that stands out, the one that's been the most important to you?
Probably the Australian Amateur Stroke Play Championships. Beating Jack Nicklaus's course record was pretty special, but I've had a lot of great wins, and I guess as a junior, probably the World Junior as well, playing over in the States. And my first trip over, not knowing what courses were going to be like and going out there and winning the World Junior was pretty special as well. But no, I've had a few good wins out there, and I'm just happy to turn professional finally and move on to the professional ranks.
Anything you'd like to have achieved in amateur golf that you haven't, or you feel like you're comfortable with what you've achieved?
No, I'm pretty comfortable with what I've achieved in Australia and overseas as well. I just hopefully I can bring that good play and move on to the professional ranks and hopefully win a PGA Tour event in the near future.
Jason, you've got to start this week at the John Deere Classic in Illinois and then no doubt some other starts coming. Are you able to outline what your schedule is at this stage?
We haven't really sat down and put a schedule together, but I've got a couple more starts and we're looking forward to those, but we're just trying to cement some more starts up and then we should be able to let the people know that we're playing in these events, and we should get probably the starts at the end of the week. We'll see how it goes, though.
You don't know at this stage what those additional starts are going to be at this time?
I'm confirmed in the BC and the international, but there's a couple more starts that we're trying to cement at the moment.
Jason, equipment. I understand that you've made a decision on an equipment company. Can you outline what you're doing in that regard?
Yes. I've signed with TaylorMade, and they're a great company, obviously. And I met up with them 2 years ago when I won the World Junior Championships. And I recently went over to Carlsbad and talked with them, and we came out and I signed with them.
So what particular equipment of theirs will you be using from this point on?
I'm using all clubs.
Mm-hmm.
All clubs and all apparel as well.
You had the chance today to play with Michelle Wee, Zach Johnson and Sean O'Hare. Of course, Sean O'Hare is the defending champion at the John Deere Classic. Yeah. How was that organised?
Well, I think my agent, Bud Martin, got on the phone to the organiser, Mr. Peterson, and kind of said, we've got this young kid out of Australia that's needs a few practice rounds before the tournament starts. And it kind of went on that. Like, it was a youth group for the kids today, and there's a lot of kids out there watching Michelle and watching the three other guys in the group as well. And I guess it was for a great cause. And now to play with Michelle and Zach and Sean, they're great guys to hang around with. They're awesome people, and it was just fun to be out there finally and playing with them.
I know it's only a practice round, but or a charity day, but how do you feel you went?
I felt like I went all right. It was actually, I shouldn't be telling you this, but Michelle, we hit a couple of drivers past me.
That was the question I was going to ask you, Jason.
Yeah, exactly right. Man, she hits it really good. She hits it very long, and man, she's got the whole game there. Once she wins, she's not going to stop. That's all I can say.
Is that the first time you've had a chance to play with Michelle or even meet her?
That was the first time I played with Michelle and met her. So, yeah, and it was a fun day.
So just reiterating again, if you have seven starts or you're eligible to have seven starts as an invitee in events between now and the end of the year, is there a particular figure that you have to achieve in order to get your card for next year?
Yeah, you got to earn... Well, I'm looking for conditional, which is 125 to 150. If I get under 125, that is a bonus. But obviously, like 125 to 150 is, I think, it's around $780,000 you have to earn. So yeah, it's a pretty big task, and I guess I just got to play my own game and just do what I do best and just go out there and play. I'm not worried about anything and not worry about the score and just go out there and play what I used to do in amateur events, I guess. So.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out that way, then your intention is then to head to the tour school at the end of the year?
Yes, that would be my intention, to go to tour school and see if I can qualify through that.
Well, Jason, I'm sure that all of those listening to our chat will join with me in wishing you every success in your career in professional golf. You've been a great credit to your late father Abby, your mum and your support team, in the manner that you've handled yourself both on and off the golf course during your amateur career, and I'm sure that will not change. Jason, as the saying goes, it may not happen overnight, but I'm sure most people believe that it's going to happen for you. All the best with your professional debut. You really do have a lot of people wishing you well. Thanks for giving us some time at a very busy time for you, Jason, and we look forward to seeing how you go this week and over the next few months.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. Anytime, mate.